I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I went into the bait shop the other day to get some crappie minnows, and I noticed that they had wax worms and even maggots, so I bought some of those as well. Man, am I glad I did. I'll tell you why, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
So I was planning on targeting some deep crappies. I knew they were out there. I'd been catching them a couple days before. They were about 18 feet deep on a weed line just outside the mouth of this bay. We were getting them on minnows, so I bought a couple dozen crappie minnows, and I noticed they had waxies and some maggots that were probably still there from ice season, but they were in good shape, so I bought some of those too. When I got out to where I was going to fish, the crappies were gone. I think they had moved shallow, but I noticed that there was some fish that were in that depth range of about 8 feet as I was moving into the bay, spotted them on the sonar, and so I decided to drop some bait down to them. They weren't hitting crappie minnows, so I thought, I've got some maggots, I've got some wax worms, let's try them out, and I did, and I started catching these huge slab bluegills that were down in the sparse vegetation, and boy, I'll tell you what, I don't think I would have caught those fish if I hadn't decided to take that extra bait. So the lesson is, don't come up short, take whatever you need to catch fish, and that might include some different types of bait. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.